A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight, we are talking to Zimbabwe exemption permit holders who are expected to regularize their status before the end of June this year. They face deportation if they don't get new visas. But first, a look at what is happening in Africa. Africa and the United States share not only a grim past, but also a hopeful future. Vice President Kamala Harris emphasized this on her first official voyage to the continent, where in one day she covered both the possibilities ahead and the pain that links both societies. VOA's Anita Powell traveled with the Vice President in Cape Coast, Ghana.
Vice President Kamala Harris minced no words about a foundational truth of the United States after a moving tour of Cape Coast Castle, which for many enslaved Africans was their last view of home before they were shipped across the Atlantic in chains in the bottom of overcrowded ships.
The descendants of the people who walked through that door were strong people, proud people, people of deep faith, people who loved their families, their traditions, their culture, and carried that innate being with them through all of these periods, went on to fight for civil rights, fight for justice in the United States of America and around the world. And all of us, regardless of your background, have benefited from their struggle and their fight for freedom and for justice.
Harris is on her first vice presidential tour of the continent, which takes her to Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia. Speaking to 8,000 young people in Ghana's capital, Accra, she outlined what she sees as the continent's hopeful future.
Together, we can unleash growth and opportunity that far exceeds what either the public or private sector can achieve on its own. And the United States is committed to build these types of partnerships to increase digital inclusion on the continent. And finally, to create inclusive economic growth and to advance innovation, we must continue to support and invest in good governance and democracy.
Ghana's president said her visit has made a difference.
I'm happy to state that this afternoon's meeting has further boosted the steadfast cooperation between us. And Ghana will continue to collaborate with the United States of America at all levels.
Harris now continues to Tanzania and then to Zambia. Anita Powell, VOA News, Cape Coast, Ghana.
And back to the topic of the day. More than 178,000 Zimbabweans are facing a bleak future if they don't get new South African visas. The holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits say time is running out for them to get permits to live and work in South Africa, as the special program is set to come to an end in June this year. The South African government announced today that foreigners seeking new visas and waivers who would have filed their applications by the end of March will be allowed to live in the country up to the end of December this year. The Department of Home Affairs did not necessarily mention holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits. A team of Zimbabweans sent by President Emmerson Mnangagwa is currently in South Africa helping those that wish to go back home when their permits expire in June. Yebohambe mahlabezulu linjani lapha khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhla sixoxa labalamaphepha exemption, Zimbabwe exemption permits, abahlala kule South Africa. Kulabadabuka eZimbabwe abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili, 178,000, abangaphansi kohlelo lweZimbabwe exemption permits, abalakho ukubiselwa ekhaya uma bengenelisanga ukudinga amaphepha amatsha kusiyafika ekupheleni kukanhlangula. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu, an immigration lawyer, and Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. We are shortly going to be joined by Diana Zimbutsana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
So I'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. So it seems as if, people are very agitated about, updating their status before June. So what's the current situation like?
The current situation is that a lot of people are today in panic after they saw a directive from Home Affairs which was referring to other people that we had applied for PR and other general work permits. And then when they saw that word waiver, they thought that it referred to them because waivers are being applied for by Zimbabwe exemption permit holders. But that directive which was issued today does not apply to ZEP holders. And the situation was made worse by some people who are supposed to be journalists but who do not also understand the situation. Those people wrote the articles in internet newspapers, and then they said that everyone who's on ZTP should have applied for a waiver by the 31st of March, which is not true. The Zimbabwe exemption permit holders have got up until June 2023 to apply for waivers.
Sicela ukubeka kucacisile konoko ukuthi konoko kwenzakale namhlanje abantu abanengi bese bakudinga lapha kuma social media platforms besithi sokhanya ngizani sokuextendiwe ikanti kukhanya akunjalo akubatshela abantu khonapho Ndlovu.
Yebo, le nto extendiwe namhlanje akuyona into ephathelene nabantu abalama ZTP permits. Lokho kwe-extendwe namhlanje ngokwabantu abalamanye ama-permits nje ade benayo eSouth Africa be-applyile. I-Home Affairs yakukhipha lokho ukuthi ine-backlog yabantu abawu-56,000 aba-applyile amanye ama-permits namanye ama-waiver. So i-waiver yayivele ihleli ikhona. Iqale manje uku-applya to abantu be-ZTP, uMinister Seshile ukuthi abantu be-ZTP ba-applyile kuma-waiver. So lokho kwe-extendiwe namhlanje aku-apply to abantu bama-ZTP. So abantu ngicela behlise umoya bangaphaniki ukuthi bacabanga ukuthi sebene-2 days kuphela ukuthi ba-applyele for i-waiver. Nale extension eyenziweyo, i-extension yalaba abantu abakwamanye ama-permits, not abama-ZTP. Abama-ZTP abaka-extendelwa, bona basamele ba-applye kuze kufike umhla ka-30 June 2023.
Yeah, that is Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu. He's an immigration lawyer. Let's turn to Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. He's the official spokesperson of that organization. Mr. Mkhwananzi, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and thanks to the listeners.
Thank you so much. So now we have heard Mr. Ndlovu saying, what was released today by the Home Affairs Department is not necessarily referring to Zimbabweans. So we are told Zimbabweans are panicking right now. So what's the situation like where you are right now?
As Mr. Ndlovu says, there's this tendency of forwarding messages. So when people see a message and they just forward that message without scrutinizing the message, we would recommend anyone who sees a message purporting to be coming from the Home Affairs to first check with the Department of Home Affairs website. Usually they post their information there. But then we recognize that there was too much panic. A lot of people were calling, inquiring, and as Mr. Ndlovu has put it, the permit application system at Department of Home Affairs does not apply to Zimbabweans only. There is many nationals. In September last year, the Home Affairs Department extended the grace period to say if you had applied for whatever permit that any foreigner coming to South Africa applies for, the adjudication will be done by 31 March. And this has not materialized. And now they are recognizing that now that the date that they had extended for everyone So this would be for the waivers. And as Mr. Ndlovu explains, a waiver as an application process is not peculiar to Zimbabweans and is not a new thing. So people who would have applied to say certain requirements we cannot meet, just like exactly what the ZTP holders are doing mostly now, would have been given until 31 March to await an outcome. But the Home Affairs is recognizing that they have a huge backlog, and they need to finish off that backlog, and they are extending that until 31 March to say you can await your request up to 31 March without being considered a prohibited or undesirable person. You can still do whatever activities you were doing while awaiting that outcome. It is now on us to finish that by 31 December. This does not apply necessarily to ZTP holders who have their own 30 June 2023 deadline to apply to move from the special permit and move to mainstream permits. So people should still continue to apply for the work permits. Many people do not qualify directly if they were to get into the general work visas or other visas that are mainstream. Therefore, they need to apply for a waiver. For instance, someone who is a maid would not actually need to justify why a South African should not be employed in that position. There's many jobs people are doing that would need a labor letter, for example, that needs to be waived. There's certain people who run small businesses where a business permit, for example, wants you to have 5 million rand to prove that you can run a business, but people can request that requirement be waived. There's a lot of wavering that needs to be done, and which the ministry accepts to say, okay, tell us your circumstances. Why must we not enforce this requirement? Then someone asks the department to say, okay, please revoke this requirement because I have been working maybe for certain years in this same company and I was given a permit on a special basis because recognizing that naturally I cannot qualify.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We are going to be joined shortly by Diana Zimbuzana Chambara. I think our producers are trying to get hold of her. She just sent a message and said we can call her, so let's try her. But let's prepare to go for a brief break, and then when we take that break thereafter, we'll go back straight to Mr. Velempini. Mr. Velempini Ndlovu is an immigration lawyer. He has been doing a lot for these Zimbabwe exemption permit holders, so he'll tell us exactly what a waiver, technically speaking, in terms of legal language, what it means. So we hope he's going to explain some of those things. So we can take a short break right now. We'll be back shortly.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voindebele.com, www.voishona.com, and www.voizimbabwe.com. You can also send us messages on all these social media platforms. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking to holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits. Our guests are Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu, an immigration lawyer, and Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. We expect to be, I hope Ms. Diana Zimbuzana is going to join us. She is from the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. So I'm told that Diana is ready to go back to her right now. Zimbuzana, how are you?
Fine as yourself?
No, we are really fine. So we've been seeing these messages circulating on, you know, the extension of those that are seeking visas, those that are seeking, you know, exemption, let me say waivers, and so forth. So what is going on among your members in the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum?
We haven't received an official communication on that matter. So because we haven't received any official communication, all issues that are out there are just speculative, nothing else.
So, but there is a lot of panic among Zimbabweans. So what is going on?
Pardon?
So we are told that some Zimbabweans who are Zimbabwe exemption payment holders are actually panicking over this issue. So how do you quell that kind of panic?
Yeah, no, but panic is a part and parcel of the whole process. Remember, June 30 is now almost a year, because the day after tomorrow it will be the beginning of April. So the people are only left with barely 3 months to then regularize whatever status they want to regularize within the Republic, so that they can continue sojourning within the Republic. So the panic has to be expected.
So now, looking at those people that are trying to regularize their status, where are they right now as you speak, Mrs. Chambara?
Some of them have, those that have approached us, they've done waivers, they've made an application for waivers, so they are awaiting the outcome of those waivers. And then, because then without that waiver letter, they cannot apply for a general work visa, which, excuse me, which requires that a person who is actually asking the minister to waive some of the requirements for a general work visa on the basis that they don't meet some of these requirements. So, yeah, they are still awaiting the outcome of those waiver letters.
Now, Inshona, can you tell people about this panic that is among people concerning, you know, the updated kind of status for some people that are looking for visas and waivers, and at the same time, the status of those that wish to regularize their status who are under the Zimbabwe exemption payments in Shona?
Yeah, vazhinji vacho zvirikuitika ndezvekuti vari kuapply anonzi mawaiver. Vachiapply mawaiver kuti vanenge vachiti kuna minister, tinokumbirawo kuti pane zvimwe zvinhu zvinodikanwa zvinodiwa kuti munhu anga achiapply visa, tinokumbirawo kuti mutsverudze zvinhu izvozvo ndikwanise kuapply ndisina. Saka vazhinji vari kuapply inonzi general work visa iyai vanenge vachida waiver letter iyoyo. Saka ndoo vazhinji vacho vari kusubmita mawaiver letters, asi pane vatakabetsera hapana atawana waiver letter yacho kuti tizive kuti zvinozofamba sei kana vapiwa waiver. Nokuti pane zvinouya zviri pairi, pamwe pacho vanogona kupiwa waiver letter, pamwe pacho vanogona kunyimwa waiver letter. Saka kana vakanyimwa waiver letter inenge ichitaura zvikonzero zvokunyimwa kwacho. Saka pane zvinhu hapana zvatati tanzwa panhau iyoyo.
Yeah, thank you so much. And so on the line, we've got a caller from South Africa. What is what is Loba lapha ecingweni? Yes, awamukela kuhle Loba. Hello, caller, kunjani? Caller, uyasizwa lapho khona khona ngapha? I think we've got a problem with our caller, so we'll let our producers talk to the caller so that we can hear what the caller is talking about. So let's go back to Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu. So, Mr. Ndlovu, what exactly is a visa? Is a waiver? What exactly is that?
Okay, a waiver, to put it in technical language, it's a requirement in terms of regulation 18.3.A. of the immigration regulations 2014 that were framed under Section 7 of the Immigration Act 13 of 2002 as amended. So you be simply asking for a minister or Minister of Home Affairs to waive or to not consider a condition that you don't qualify for. An example would be for you to get a general work permit in South Africa, you've got to have a letter, a certificate, which is a labor exemption certificate from the Department of Labor. That certificate is only issued to a person after the Department of Labor is satisfied that a person who, an employer, could not find a South African who's equally qualified, mm-hmm. and that employer is actually advertised in about 7 national newspapers looking for a South African. No South African came forward to actually be able to fulfill that position. So if you look at many people who are on the Zimbabwe exemption permit, there are people who are working jobs that any South African can actually also do, like things like being a domestic worker, being a waitress, being a gardener, and many other menial tasks which can be done by a South African. So those people who are on Zimbabwean exemption permit and they are doing jobs that can be done by South Africans, they need to apply for a waiver to say, Minister, I've been here for 13 years. I don't qualify for a general work permit because I will not get the labor exemption certificate.
Yeah.
So can you waive that requirement? The moment the minister waives that requirement, then you are no longer expected to produce that labor exemption certificate. And then you will apply for a general work permit and you'll be given a general work permit for a period of not more than 5 years.
Thank you very much for that information. Baba Mkhwananzi, nxa singakhuluma ngesintu lapho ukuthi anti uyazizwela ukuthi nxa ukuthi kusenziwa iweva uyabe ucela ukuthi hhayi mina phela ngiyagebha engadini kasmith ngale kodwa-ke ngicela ukuthi nginikwe umsebenzi ukuthi unganika umuntu wakwele South Africa kukhanya kunzima lokho
kunjalo sibili hayi futhi ukubeka kahle ngolimi lwamaloya ubaba uNdlovu ukucela kwe-waiver ukucela ukuthi awenelisi ukuhlanganisa wonke ama-requirements. Njengoba esebenzisa i-example ye-labor letter eyiyo vele abaningi ezobiza behlula ukuthi kuthiwe hhayi ikampani thizana kumbe muntu thizana ufuna ukuqhatha umama lapho ukuthi azowatsha impahla endlini yakho kodwa lowo umsebenzi ongenziwa noma yisiphi isizalwane salapha e-South Africa. Manje-ke lo mama sokumele aye like kuminista we-Home Affairs acela ukuthi hhayi mina kunje nje ngangithole i-special permit okuthiwa i-DZP ngayi-renewa yaba i-ZSP ngayi-renewa yaba i-ZTP. Nakhona nje ngingeke ngiyenelise ukuyathola i-labor letter kuvayo ekukhombisayo ukuthi mina ngizamile akulabi South African ade ngathatha lo msebenzi kodwa ngesizathu sokuthi vele ngangisengiwusebenza umsebenzi lo sengiphakathi kwawo ngisafuna ukuqhubeka ngisebenza lapha naye umqhashe uyakwenza abhale i-motivation letter echasisayo khonokho ukuthi kungani esithi uyamfuna lo muntu ngoba akunje nje umuntu uyabe esebenza esekhitshini mhlawumbe uyishefu nguye oseqeqeshwe kakhulu ngemenyu iminyaka eminingi umqhasha akubone ukuthi umuntu lowo ma ngimsusa mina ngimswela kulesi sikhundla ngisiyadinga umuntu omutsha kuzomela kundithathe futhi inyanga ezimbalwa futhi ngizazimbalekelwa ngama-customer kodwa lo muntu ubekhona ubengaqhubeka elokhu esebenza lapha. So cela department usule ukuthi ufuna i-labor letter kuye then maye eseya-aplya uminister angavele athi hhayi ngiyakuvuma into leyo oyicela yona iyezwakala isikhathi esiningi maye se-aplayela general work permit leyo ujwayele ukuyizuza asitsho ukuthi kule guarantee ukuyizuza futhi kuqashekile ukuthi umuntu oya-aplayela i-waiver akuzwisise ukuthi ma e-aplayela i-waiver akusikho ukuthi sethole i-permit kutsho khona ukuthi sevunyelwe ukuqhubeka esiyacela futhi ukuthi hayi hayi imigomo lyade lifuna njengoba selithenga ingasayilethi futhi into ezithize ezithize nxa kuyibusiness for example ibusiness kuyathiwa ifuna ukusibonisa ukuthi ule 5 million wena
yes yakuzomkhona
inga
yes yakuzomkhona
kuba ikuthi ingathithwa leyo waiver then ungikhona usu-aplayela leyo permit oyifunayo isikhathi esiningi uyayinyiwa
yes siyabonga kakhulu ke sawubamba umlomo khonapho silo umnumzana Justin Moyo ecingweni khona ngalo kwese South Africa Moyo kunjani Justin ye Moyo siyaphila wena lawe ule exemption permit
hayi angaze ngibe nayo kodwa bengifisa nami ukuthi nathi silapha eSouth Africa sizama khona ukuthi sisebenze ngoba iningi lethu asizanga noma ngokuzobona kodwa sizozama ukuphilisa ukuthi uma kungenzeka mabe renewele abanye nathi maybe abanye basizamele nathi
ye siyakuza kakhulu ukuthi icingo lwakho lungani luyaheleza kodwa sikuzwile Justin Moyo ungadinelwa kusasa baba sikuzwile sibi
yebo
yes siyabonga. So let's go to Mrs. Chambara. So Mrs. Chambara, your last word, and basically tell us about the future of these ZEP holders. What's their future like?
As of now, that future is doesn't look at all bright. Basically, I try to be optimistic about the situation. But my sentiment really, as it stands, my sentiments are no longer that optimistic. In fact, I have to be pessimistic. And my pessimism rises from even if the minister decides to renew the permit, South Africans in their generality are no longer keen to see Zimbabwe continuing to sojourn in South Africa. So that in itself would actually force some people to either leave or go elsewhere. So it's, the situation is really not looking at all bright.
Yes, 1 minute, Mr. Velempini, your last word, sir. Mr. Ndlovu?
Yes. The future also looks, it doesn't look good, but let's all remember that there's a court case which is pending. The minister cannot go against the court decision. So whatever the court decides will be what the Zimbabwean exemption permit holders will get. But for now, I urge everyone who is on ZEP to actually apply for waiver. The reason why people are panicking now because of this thing that came out today is because they had not applied for the waiver. And then now they're thinking that they've got only 2 days to apply. If they'd applied way before today, they wouldn't be panicking because a lot of people are waiting for the outcome for the waivers. Say next week the minister releases the waiver application results for maybe 50,000 or so people who have applied. What will happen to the other 122,000 who have not applied? So people are urged to apply for whatever thing is there. And the only thing that is there for most people now are the waiver applications.
Yeah, Baba, Mkwananzi, your last word, Baba. 10 seconds.
Yeah, we encourage everyone, please apply for the waivers. It is better for us to have a position where we are submitting to government and the minister and all stakeholders that, look, we have had so many rejections of waivers, and let's discuss about this, than where people have absolutely not done anything. There is always a bright light at any end of the tunnel, and we continue negotiations in the background. That's why even things are looking promising, because the ears that are being landed without being forceful are actually making more impact. And in as much as the lawyers are going to court, we still do background negotiations, and this will help.
Thank you very much. On that note, we have come to the end of our show today. We should thank our guests, Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, an immigration attorney, Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, and Mrs. Diana Zimbutsana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. And signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.